Good evening. Tonight we have Jacqueline Carey to speak with us. She's going to be reading from her trilogy, which is pronounced how?
the overall trilogy is Kushiel's Legacy.
Kushiel.
Yeah.
And where did that name generate from?
The mythos behind the trilogy is derived from Judeo-Christian mythology, and Kushiel is an actual angel found in folklore, whose name means the rigid one of God. He was one of the angels in charge of administering punishment in hell.
Ah, part of Satan's group then?
No, actually. Okay. Not necessarily. He was not considered a fallen angel. That was his job.
I see. It's not an angel I'm familiar with.
No, actually, he's pretty obscure. It was a choice with no baggage attached, so I could adapt him freely to my own purposes.
I see that you graduated with degrees in psychology and English lit. How did you end up becoming an author?
I was one of those people who managed to write for years and years without realizing it was a serious addiction and not just a hobby. And I got all the way through college and graduated and thought, what do I want to do with these degrees? And since I didn't know, I went off to London and worked in a bookstore for 6 months on a work exchange program. And while I was there, I realized, you know, there's only one thing I truly love to do that resembles work, and it's this writing thing. So it was after that that I began writing in earnest.
And do you have walls covered with rejection letters?
I was doing that thing for a while, because it took me a good 10 years to break through. You know, I would diligently save my rejection letters, and the file kept getting fatter and fatter and fatter and taking up more and more of a drawer. And, you know, the first couple of years, you're like, this is going to make a great story someday. And then after a while, it just kind of gets sad and depressing. So I stopped saving them, but I did keep persevering.
Well, that's good. I'm looking forward to reading them. As I said, our books were not on the bookshelf when I went to find them, so, and it is a topic that I'm really interested in. Do you have any current stories in the works? Anything coming out soon?
I just finished and delivered the final draft of something new and unrelated. It's a standalone, straightforward epic fantasy in many ways, good versus evil, very deliberately in the mold of Tolkien. However, it's got one twist, which is that it's told from the perspective of the losing side.
Interesting.
Yeah, and that, my working title, which I still love and thus will mention, is Elegy for Darkness, but Tor has decided to punch that up, and it's now been retitled Godslayer.
Godslayer,
yeah.
Okay.
When's and that's not for a year, November 2004.
I'll have to keep lookout for that. I see you've also done some nonfiction. Do you have a preference of one over the other?
Definitely fiction. I enjoy the freedom and the lack of accountability in some ways, because I'm working in a very alternate historical milieu. I get to do all the research that I love, but I just have to be plausible, not accurate. So it's sort of history without footnotes.
And what do you do for fun, entertainment? What kind of hobbies might you have?
I discovered at the age of, a little over 30, after not cooking for years and years, because I grew up thinking it was the most horrible, boring thing anybody could do, because that's what my mother said, that I like to cook. So that's one. And otherwise, I just enjoy taking as much downtime as I can to socialize with friends and eat, drink, talk.
And if you had advice for authors, other than keeping rejection slips and eventually deciding that's not a wise idea, what would you offer?
It's always a hard question. I think we probably all say the same thing. The best way to learn to write is by writing, and persistence is everything, whether you save rejection slips or not.
It's interesting. The last science fiction speaker I had said he felt it was to read as much as possible on everything. And then I was like, how do you find these quotes again when you want to use them in a book? a lot of these obscure things. He said, oh, you just write things down on pieces of paper.
I've always admired authors who had these wonderful little, you know, epigrams in front of every chapter that were just so apt. And do they go searching for them, or do they, maybe they keep a store?
Yeah, well, that's what this particular author did. He just jotted them down and used them as he saw fit when he was writing. It's like, I would never be able to find the pieces of paper again.
I know. I tend to think of reading as a given for a writer, and that's probably not actually true. There are some writers who say, oh, I never read in the genre. But for me, it's a necessity.
Do you read everything in all kinds of genre, or primarily?
Pretty much so. Yeah, I'm an eclectic reader.
And if you have something else that you would like to tell our audience about yourself before we sign off the interview and start the readings in a bit, what would you want to offer?
My mom says success hasn't gone to my head.
Well, that's good.
That's all I can think of at the moment.
No, that's fine. What was it my other author said? He was married to the third most beautiful woman.
That's very sweet. Who were the first two?
Well, I asked him that, but his wife was sitting here, so he declined to answer. It was quite interesting. Well, I'm very much looking forward to listening to the readings this evening.
Well, thank you for having me.
Delighted that you're here. Thank you.
Oops, I jumped a gun on that.